February 5th is the 12th day of Christmas, also the memorial of St. John Newman, who was born in Bohemia in Europe and was ordained a priest and a bishop in the United States, became the Bishop of Philadelphia, a man who, as a bishop, established 100 schools and about 50 churches, and still felt that he was inept to be a bishop, but he just trusted in the Lord. So the gospel today is John 1, 43 to 51. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. In this Gospel, we continue to see the theme of come and see. In order for us to know Jesus, we have to come and see. We have to come in touch with the living Christ who comes to us through community, through church, through our brothers and sisters. And so we saw that John the Baptist pointed to Jesus, and that's how the first disciples came to Jesus. Now, Philip tells his brother, and Nathanael then comes, and he also sees. Now it's our turn. You see, we cannot have a Christianity where it's just between me and God alone, but rather, if we are truly Christians, we must witness. We're going to be light in the darkness. And we cannot be afraid of people rejecting us because of that, or even abusing us because of that. We have to ask the Holy Spirit for this transparency. And so Nathanael at first is very skeptical. You have to understand, the Jews were waiting for the Messiah who had been foretold all the way back from Moses, centuries and centuries ago. And then the prophets had been talking about him coming. So now suddenly Nathanael hears from his brother that he's found the Messiah, that his name is Jesus, and he's from Nazareth, no less. Well, Nazareth is just a little hick town that is not even in the Bible up to that time. I mean, it's only in the New Testament. And he's a skeptical. You know, he doesn't want his brother to fall for yet another false Messiah. Because just recently, there had been several situations where men said to be the Messiah were turned out to be false, and everything just fell through into nothingness. So Nathanael is, you know, the prudent man, and he's concerned and he's skeptical, but he still goes. That's an important thing. He didn't say, forget it, I'm not going. He said, I'm going to check this out. So he went. That's a good thing. And Jesus, who knew very well that Nathanael had spoken negatively about him, saying, oh, something good can come out of Nazareth, Jesus does not hold a grudge. Jesus does not say, well, the heck with him, forget it. But Jesus is open and honors him because he sees in him a good man, a true Israelite. And as it often happens, when we have a positive attitude to somebody, you promote the possibility of the other person opening up to you as well. And that's what happened with Nathanael. He was impressed by Jesus telling him that he was praying under the fig tree. Now, the fig tree is a symbol in Israel of the messianic presence, the coming of the Messiah. So I saw you under the fig tree is like I saw you as part of this messianic movement that you are now witnessing. And Nathanael suddenly turns around from skepticism. Now he says, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. And Jesus says, you believe because I told you, I saw you under the fig tree, you're going to see greater things than this. And then he says to all of them, because it's really now addressing also Philip, amen, amen. When you see that in the Bible, it means this is something very solemn, I'm going to tell you, that you will see the sky opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Well, something close to that is what they saw later in the Mount Tabor in the Transfiguration, the glory of God, the glory of Jesus Christ. And notice that while Nathanael calls Jesus the Son of God, Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, which essentially means a human being. So Jesus is both. He is the Son of God, he's God himself, and he's also now man incarnate. Let us also worship him and recognize him ourselves. God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.